$650 in total discounts on select 2019 Ram 1500 Classic models. Talk to your Ram dealer for details.
We're going out to Souk. Mayor Maya Tate is on the line with me right now. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
I think it's about that time, right? We're transitioning. It's not afternoon anymore, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
Well, that's fair. Thanks for coming on the show today. You've recently been calling for more mountain biking trails out in the region. In fact, I think that that even went as far as the CRD. Tell me about that story.
Yes. Well, as you know, we're located in one of the most beautiful areas of the region. And in our neighborhood, we have beautiful East Souk Regional Park, as well as the C2C Harborview Park. Of which we, through the CRD, have put in some trails and some bike amenities. However, just given the topography and where we are, I certainly feel that we're really positioned to really promote the sport and would like to see more of our local residents use the trails in a sustainable way and also provide a fantastic opportunity for visitors to this part of the South Island.
What do you have currently for trails when it comes to Souk, and where right now can you go out and do some mountain biking?
Really, in terms of legally permissible trails, there's what is allowed in Harborview. East Souk currently does not allow mountain biking, and we do have some crown parcels that are going through the treaty process. And while there has been some sort of informal acknowledgement, that certainly some folks do ride in that area. They're not actually legal sanctioned trails. And so it's just sort of the few that are allowed in Harborview Park.
So, yeah, what I'm gathering is it's not that there isn't mountain biking out in Souk, but as far as actual places where you can legally go, where it's meant to be, you could really use a lot more of that.
Absolutely. You know, and there's also a way, a lot of the culture is volunteers also being involved in the maintenance. I know, honey, just later, okay? Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Somebody found me in the corner of my house.
It's all good. You know what? I'm a dad, too, and every time I try to go and find some quiet place to do some work, they find me in moments.
They do.
It's amazing.
So what we'd like to do is, because we have so many volunteer groups that use the trails, there also could be in a lot of the mountain biking culture is also about sustainable trail maintenance, sort of no dig, no ride, contributing to the overall experience. I know, honey, just a minute, okay? and also being involved in that creates the overall experience. There's also the opportunity to do trail workshops and even some form of events, and that's what we'd like to see in the future, particularly at Harborview, the area lends itself well. There's good connectivity from the Galloping Goose into that part of the region.
You've got a budding mountain biker right there with you, don't you?
I do, indeed.
You do.
Very exciting.
So where do you think, like, you've put this motion forward to the CRD, so I guess this isn't necessarily something you think that Souk should be doing alone, but you've got CRD parks, you've got a whole region involved here. What are you hoping to actually see happen?
What I'd like to see and what did pass was funding for the development of an advisory committee that can also put forward a policy. There is no current policy for regional parks and the use of mountain biking. And so all throughout our region, there's wonderful parks. So it's not just in this corner, but in other areas. And certainly as we as municipality develop good bike trails for people to get from their homes to these parks, it would just seem odd that you bike there and then you have to lock your bike up and go walking in the park because you can't ride your bike in the park.
So, yeah, I mean, I remember growing up as well, and there was a regional park, I think, out near me, and then the kids would always go up and get on our mountain bikes and take the trails, but the people who maintain the regional park were never too happy with the kids riding their mountain bikes in the trails, and there was a bit of a conflict there. And I always thought that, you know, it would make more sense to make some purpose-built places. If this is a problem on some trails, make a place where the kids can go and that it's encouraged and it's allowed, rather than having everybody fighting over the same space that you know. And I can get the point in some cases where, if you're biking on trails that aren't meant for it, you might be chewing up the ground or doing some damage. If they're shared trails with hikers and dog walkers and whatnot, you know, they don't necessarily go well together if you've got people screaming down a trail on a bike. But why not make the places where that is the purpose? Mountain biking is the thing that's supposed to go there.
But I think a sustainably well-designed trail will accommodate all users.
Okay.
It'll accommodate not just one or the other. It's about all of us sharing and enjoying that trail experience together. And a trail that's well-designed will not be destructive to the environment. It'll drain properly. They'll have good sight lines. And maybe it's just the warning, you know. So in some cases where there may be a steep incline for somebody to hike up, you know, it's also maybe some just signage that there could be somebody cycling down. And then how do you maintain the sight lines to ensure that there isn't a collision in that area? And then the trail etiquette is that, you know, a cyclist would yield to a hiker or to a horse, and both the hiker and the biker would yield to the horse. The horse would have the right of way. But the idea is not to position one over the other. It's all of us to enjoy what we have in our regional park system and to develop this work together.
Why have you yourself taken up this call? What gets you fired up about this issue?
Well, I think it's important that we provide opportunities for families to connect in our wonderful regional system. And so you could have a family, maybe someone will hike, someone will bike, and someone will bring their kids along in whatever way that they can. And so it's getting everyone out together. And I think, you know, where we also have a great bike skills park, and I know other areas within the region have also put in bike skills park, well, eventually young riders want to get out of the park and try the skills in a proper setting. So where would that be? So then I was told, well, you could go to Heartland. So it seems odd, though, that I would drive all the way over an hour to get to Heartland when there's a beautiful park in my neighborhood. Or I've seen what has been done out in Zuhalem and Duncan, but to drive all the way over the Malaha, like, I thought we were encouraging people to use amenities closer to home. And so there's just wonderful possibilities here within our backyard, and we can really be the South Island destination with these wonderful, epic trails.
And what has to happen for us to get there? What has to happen for that to be a reality?
Well, thankfully, the work has been done. So this came forward through a notice of motion that went to Parks and Environment Committee, and thankfully my alternate, Councillor Jeff Bateman, took it up on my behalf because I just happened to be on vacation when this all came through. I wasn't even there. But other members of the committee also saw how we could benefit together and passed it. And then it went forward to the regional board, and it was... it passed there successfully as well. And so the item that was decided on was that $40,000 to be placed in the 2020 financial plan to support the creation of an advisory committee whose goal is to develop a mountain bike policy for CRD parks. So that's the whole region. So there may be some residents who don't necessarily want to drive all the way out to Stoop. There may be something closer to home within the core that they could access and get out into nature. I think in this time, it's important to disconnect from a screen and to enjoy the abundance of what we have right in our back doors, no matter what corner of the CRD you live in.
So thanks to this, I mean, it's not going to happen right away, but we could be moving towards, in CRD parks, more chances for mountain biking to be one of the sanctioned activities.
It is, and that's why it's timely for an actual policy to be put in place. And then hopefully that policy will determine where and what makes the most sense, how do you engage volunteers, because we also have to be mindful that trails don't get created on their own, and if we don't have volunteer labor, like, how will that be funded? So volunteers have done amazing work in our regional parks, and we certainly have an abundance of them within our community, and I'd love to engage and work with them. And because they know the trail system, they ride it every day, and I think there's a real opportunity here to really grow the sport.
Maya Tate, Mayor of Sooke, thank you so much for touching base on this issue. I think it's interesting. You know, I bet you you'd be surprised, not you personally, just the general you public, about how many people in this community do mountain bike as a pastime. I think it's a pretty popular thing, particularly among younger folks. I know I certainly did it when I was a kid growing up. Maybe I wouldn't even mind trying it now. I'd probably hurt myself, but it sounds like fun.
But I think that's the important part to realize, is that many of the riders that I ride with are 40s, 50s, 60s. You know, this isn't
it's not just them kids
doing jumps and tricks. It's just instead of walking on the trail, we're riding on the trail, and it's a wonderful way to connect with nature, to be out with friends, to socialize, all those good things. It's meant to be for all ages, and I think younger people will enjoy more of the downhill opportunities. And of course, that can only take place where the topography lends itself naturally to it. I mean, I tend to walk down pieces myself, but I think it's something for all ages, all abilities to get out. And we are looking to continually support the levee for park acquisition. And so I think it's important that our residents are connected to these wonderful places. And this is one way to do this. It's an amazing opportunity. And it's not all about these double black diamond runs. I stick to the beginner trails, and that's more than enough. It takes me to beautiful scenic corners and wonderful places that we have in our community. These are treasures for future generations to enjoy.
Well, we'll watch the news, because sometime in the future, you'll be seeing that headline across the newspaper, on the radio. More details about how the CRD could be embracing mountain biking in CRD parks. I feel like, considering the person tugging at your shoulder earlier today, that you might need to get going.
No, he's moved on.
Oh, good. Did you want to hang on the line for a few seconds?
Sure, absolutely.
Because we've covered that topic off, but there are some other municipal issues I'd love to chat with you about. I know that bus passes for kids has been a hot topic in Victoria. We're trying to ask all the different regional mayors about how they feel about those kind of issues. We've also got a few other things that have been bubbling around, and maybe some other stuff in Sooke I need to catch up on, if you don't mind hanging on.
No, not at all. Thank you.
Okay, well, hang on the line. We'll be back in just a moment after we check the news and traffic. It's Tuesday afternoon here at CFAX 1070. I'm Ryan Price, and we're talking to the mayor of Sooke. Maya Tate is on the phone. Hello to you again.
Hello.
I wanted to just catch up on a couple of other issues since we've got you on the phone. And one of the things that happened today is that Victoria's, and I mean the city of Victoria, the municipality's, free youth bus passes were available at City Hall for kids and families to come and get as of today. And, you know, they can still get them after that. And one of the things that this topic has brought up is a discussion beyond the city of Victoria to other municipalities about whether or not this is something that, once they've had a chance to see it go, is it something we want to see other municipalities maybe adopt or move towards? Is that something you've been asked yet? What's your stance and Sooke's stance on this bus pass issue?
It has, and we've talked about it. I love the idea. However, at this time in this area, we really need the service to expand. In the evening, so when students are out of school and, say, going to and from work or other extracurricular activities, the evening bus runs once an hour. And so if I gave someone a free bus pass, where's the bus?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that you encounter immediately once you get outside of the city of Victoria, is if this were to become a regional initiative, you'd have to have a lot better bus service outside of the core.
Yes, and we have some community buses that run. They come by. There's a bus stop just down the street from me. It comes by at 8, comes by at 10, and then at 2. And then that's it.
Oh. So the free bus pass isn't getting you very far.
No, it isn't. And so that's where, at this time, I think it's more important that we focus on expanding the service, providing more options for our residents to go in and around Sooke, to and from either Sooke Core, back to home, to where people want to gather, and then also to expand the frequency on the evenings and weekends. Right now, cutting out a fare option in a time where we really need the service to expand is just not the right time for us.
Okay, so nothing we're going to see Sooke adopt anytime soon.
No, but our students that do go to School District 62 schools do have school buses as an option to get them to and from safely.
Gotcha. Since we're talking about buses, can I also throw this at you? We've had this discussion with a lot of local politicians, because another Victoria issue to start with, but Victoria City Councillor Sharmarki Dubow recently challenged elected officials everywhere to ride the bus for a week. You countered with the idea of a house swap.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So I love a challenge, and I always think it's a great idea. It just has one to be that we can all actually do. And so in this case, I have another counselor, you know, that said, well, gee, why don't we just swap houses, and then we could do a reality check on what service is like and share those findings with our respective councils. So again, what works in one area may not work in the other. And so yesterday at our council meeting, for example, we finished our meeting about 10 minutes to 10. And so it was just a question, like, if you had to take transit home, when would you get there? And so for some, you know, like, well, it's faster for us to walk because we've missed the bus. Like, we'd have to stand out in the rain for about an hour waiting for the bus. And then in my case, once the bus got me home, I'd have to walk for probably 25 minutes to get to my house. Another one, probably 5 hours. He's way out on West Coast Road, so that's not an option. One of my other counselors for accessibility would need to, you know, would need to take the bus to the park and ride and then drive home. Others, it's 45 minutes. So it's just not possible. We love a challenge that we can all participate in. And so that's where my one counselor who does attend classes at night, you know, well, gee, you know, she said it'd be great. I could actually just, the commute would be so much shorter rather than driving back in the dark to and from school when she's in classes. And so we thought, oh, that might be kind of fun, but there wasn't much uptake on it.
But the idea is out there, you know, like, but I do kind of, in a sense, I like the general idea of getting some of the civic politicians just into some different scenarios, whether it be taking the bus, since you are regulating bus service. Maybe it'll be good if you have a good understanding of it. Or as you mentioned there, I mean, there's another neat idea, just trying to exist using public infrastructure, whether that be roads or buses or whatever, but just from a different perspective to give you that sense before you go and make those public decisions on it at the council table.
Yeah, and absolutely. I used to ride the bus regularly when I worked downtown. I know in former terms when we had other councillors that worked in Victoria, they also took the bus as well. So we're familiar what that service was like. After my son was born, I did use the community bus that got me into Souk. But eventually, like in my situation is a bit unique. I'm caregiver to my parents who have complex health issues. There is a need for a vehicle. So I thought, okay, well, let's say that day of the regional transit meeting, could I take the bus there? Well, my husband was out of town, so I'd have to walk my son to the bus. That would take about half an hour, take the bus 2 stops, walk him for another 45 minutes or so to get him to the daycare, walk to my parents' house, and then retrieve my mother, who's in a wheelchair, and then push her in the wheelchair all the way down to the highway, which would probably take about 45 minutes. And then take it into town. Like, I just thought, gee, I'd have to leave home so early. It's almost a comedy show than what is realistically possible to get to that meeting at 9. It's just impossible. But that's my situation, having a young child and caring for others.
But I think those are all situations that are worth talking about, especially, like, I love the call, like, hey, we should all take the bus. But for some people, that's just not going to work.
It isn't, and that's the reality. And in our area, many commuters, we have really good mode share for those that do work or have good connections off the Douglas corridor that rely on transit and use it all the time. And they said that the bus corridors, the lanes that have got in, have made the ride home that much faster. Every minute you get home is more time with your family, so those are excellent improvements. We're doing our own local service planning and our own transportation master planning right now with transit. They will be holding an open house early December to sort of share their findings through public engagement. We're doing our own work on our transportation, our inner connectivity, and then, of course, working with the province on Highway 14, all to be announced in early December. So a lot of great things are happening. I just think that, you know, I've taken the bus. I know what it's like. We're advocating for it. It's great during peak commute times, not so great during the day. And for Handy Dart service, there needs to be a significant improvement.
Maya Tate is the mayor of Souk. We're out of time, but thanks so much for talking to us today. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on the air with you. So thank you very much to yourself and to CFAX.
Yeah, have a good evening.
And you as well. Thank you, and thank you, listeners.
And hey, I want to send that good evening out to everybody out there listening. That's it for the show today. I hope you have a great one, and we'll see you later.